Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from beautiful Cincinnati is Susan Waldman. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine. I don't know if it's beautiful or not because my hotel room looks out on an air shaft.
So, oh,
it could be
air
anything
shaft?
Out there.
Oh, my God. They didn't give Sterling the air shaft?
No, he told me he's got, like, water kegs in front of his room.
Water kegs.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
What do you think of that stadium? You like that stadium, Great American Park?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do, actually. You know, when you're working, it's a little different, and you look at it a little differently. And from where we came from, to actually have windows and to have room in the booth, and so that John doesn't have to leave the booth if I want to get up. coming from Wrigley,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like the Taj
oh,
Mahal.
Oh, yeah, Wrigley. Oh, forget it. Yeah, no,
yeah Wrigley is a little different.
Yeah.
That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, it's a fine ballpark. It's fine. It's yeah. you know, it's pretty. It's nice. It's clean. It's
yeah.
easy to work in, and the people are very nice. So yeah, I do.
And the Yankees certainly liked it last night. By the way, Susan, 21 down and just 63 to go. I'm just throwing that.
What's that? 21 what down?
That's of the over under bet. You
oh my
you
goodness!
Brought
yes.
that up.
Oh
I mean,
God!
I'm,
how
I
quick,
am,
how
I
quickly
am
they
cruising.
Forget.
I am cruising to this money.
You are cruising. You are. You know, I don't. You know, you don't know how long this is going to last. But my brother said that John and I sound like we're shot out of a cannon. We're having so much fun.
How could you not?
I haven't had this much fun in years.
How could you not? With the way this team's playing.
When you look at this team, and by the way, this is our Yankee report, and it's brought to you by Interstate Battery Distributors of New York and Connecticut, every battery for every need, by Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball, by Foxwoods Resort Casino, less than 2 hours from Midtown, and by your Mercedes Tri-State dealers. What? Obviously, the record is incredible. I said this before. It doesn't matter what team you root for. If you're 21-9, you're throwing a party. It's a
right.
great start for anybody. But what about this start, besides the winning, has surprised you the most from
well,
this team?
Well, I think it's how anybody that Joe Girardi puts in there performs. And, for example, I if anybody had told me that Ronald Torres, every time he came up, I know Didi told me, well, he played with him in Cincinnati in the minor leagues, and we all knew he could hit. He hits every time he's up. He hits the ball hard someplace. He has no little dribblers anywhere. He doesn't strike out. He really, if anyone had told me that Aaron Hicks was going to turn into a player in front of our eyes after what we saw after 3 years in Minnesota and last year, I would have said you're crazy. But he has. And so you've got Torres and you've got Hicks. You actually have a bench. The Yankees haven't had a bench since Ruben Sierra was here. Mm-hmm. So to have that is one. And the way the veterans have taken to the energy of these young kids, I think is fabulous. When you look at CeCe Sabathia sitting there laughing on the bench because of what's going on the field, the way they pick up Ronald Torres to high-five Aaron Judge, I don't think I've ever seen that since 96 when there were, everyone was giddy when they started really winning towards the end. This is just a fun team to watch. I love watching the kids coming in from the bullpen. I love watching a Jonathan Holder come in and becoming a pitcher right in front of us because other people are doing it so they think they've got they can do it too. It's great to see. And Joe Girardi, talk about being shot out of a cannon. He's finally got a team that actually can run. That I didn't know that there was a rule that you could actually go from first to third. I thought you had to stand at second base. You went one at a time. I don't know how long it's going to last, guys, really. I mean, you really don't, because there's no track record here. But this is so much fun, and, you know, it's something that nobody expected, and I hope everybody's enjoying it. I know we're enjoying it.
You know, it's amazing, too. I mean, they really showed you something, I thought, yesterday, Susan.
Oh,
they had this 18-inning marathon game in Chicago that ends, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Now they got to fly to Cincinnati to get in 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And they come right out of the gate and put 3 on the board, you know, right away in the first inning. I mean, they really shown you something there.
Yeah, they really did. I always find that it's the second day that is, because you're going on adrenaline, and everybody's
right.
sort of laughing about it yesterday. It really was. I mean, everybody shut their lights off. That big discussion on the bus yesterday, what time did you shut your light off? 6:30, 7:00. Brett Gardner told me he slept from 7:30 to 2. And I said, then you're okay. And he said, no, not really. It's not the same. I think today might be the day that they're a little tired. But, you know, you got what you needed from Tanaka, and they did enough. And, of course, you know, there is another team out there, and Rookie Davis was really no match for what was going on the field. You know, they've got Cincinnati has three of their five guys in the starting rotation on the DL, so they're in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's amazing they're 17 and 15.
Yep.
Tanaka was great, especially in that – I know he gave up 10 hits and, you know, he had to battle, but to get through that fourth inning, bases loaded, nobody out, and to just give him innings, because if there was ever a day where you needed innings, it's coming off an 18-inning game, and Tanaka, I thought, gave you everything you needed last night.
Right, he did. He wasn't great. I mean, he pitched, and he made, as you said, he made good pitches when he needed to, when he got into trouble, and then he got out of it. I thought he did a great job. He was saying that he stayed up and watched the game, the whole game, and fell asleep in the bottom of the 18th inning. And Joe said, yeah, he stayed up. That's good. So he turned around and fell asleep in his hotel, and we got up and went in a plane and got here at 6:30. He gave them what they needed, and he knew it. He's a pitcher, and he's a real competitor. And he did give them exactly what they needed. Now, today they're going up against the guy from Staten Island, Tim Adelman, and he's got an ERA that's about 4. So maybe they keep going with this thing. If we play, I hear it's going to rain. I think we're going to stay here all night because Cincinnati's already lost an off day. Mm. We have an off day tomorrow, the Yankees do, but they don't want to lose it. And Cincinnati's always already lost one, and they have to fly to San Francisco. Mm. So I think we're going to be here a very, very long time. By the way, the Cubs got into their hotel in Colorado at 7 Eastern.
Wow.
So and then they got to Coors Field.
It was snowing.
Texting back and forth. Hail.
Yeah.
They had 2 inches of hail on them, and they were canceled. And, you know, so what do? You just laugh, I guess.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Talking to Susan Waldman. All right, Aaron Judge, he's been unbelievable. He's a must-see at bat. There's no question right now. Is he the real deal in your mind, Susan?
I think he probably is because, you know, I've watched him since he has started coming up. And what I've noticed about Judge is every time he changed a level, he'd go back a little bit and really struggle and then get it. And he is not just a must-see at bat because of the long home runs. And by the way, I don't know whether he's going to play tonight. He's got his knees are a little banged up for the fall on the wall. But he's a really good right fielder. He really is good. He's got a right fielder's arm. He's a good baseball player, which is, you know, everybody thinks he's just like this Dave Kingman guy. He's not. He can hit the ball all over the field and not just out of the park. He and Matt Holliday, I think, is kind of cool. They have a little thing going on of who hits the longest home runs. And actually, Holliday is way ahead in the length of
he's
the home runs.
He's hit some bombs, That's not surprising.
No, you don't know. It's May 9th. You know, who knows? You know, we used to call it somebody will always have a June swoon. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I think Judge's fundamentals are too solid to have any kind of a swoon. He's going to go through slumps. Everybody does. But I think they got something here. They really do. And he's very exciting and, you know, couldn't happen to a better because he's a better person than he is a ball player.
And, you know, you mentioned Aaron Hicks earlier, which is just remarkable what he's doing. And Girardi's done a good job of getting everybody at bats. Last night we don't see Judge, we see Hicks. One night we won't see Gardner or Ellsbury, won't see Hicks. Can you see, and a caller mentioned this, that when they get back to the American League ballpark, Matt Holliday playing a little bit more first base, can you see that happening even in an American League ballpark?
Gosh, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, he's fine here. He's fine what it is. And who would you put as DH? Why would you? I think
to get those four guys in a lineup.
Well, there's two. Well, at some point, but you saw yesterday, he had a little struggle at first base yesterday.
He's not great.
One of the reasons that he's DH, don't forget why he's here, because he gets hurt.
Right.
And you want his bat in the lineup. You want it there, you know, and not getting hurt at first base, not tripping over the bag or whatever can happen. You don't want him getting hurt. Girardi's done a great job. I think Hicks is going to sit tonight, and Headley will sit tonight probably. He got hit on the knee by Drew Storen yesterday.
No, he hit everybody. He hit me, and
three
I wasn't
guys.
Even there.
Yeah.
That You know, usually a kid does that. Cesar Cabral was the last one I saw that happen to when he was here. And Joe Maddon on the other side said, yeah, we had him too. We know he's not trying to do this. And Joe West threw him out of the game. But Drew Storen is a veteran, and he should know better. And, you know, and if you can't, if you're going to hit three people in an inning, you shouldn't be in the game. And he throws kind of hard. Headley's got something on his knee, so he'll probably sit today. And Hicks will probably sit today. But who knows what Joe's going to do? I mean, he's become like a mad scientist here. And since everything is working, you know, who knows what he'll do once he gets back in American League, you know, ballparks. And don't forget, when you have a healthy Greg Bird, he's going back there. I mean, because he's much better than what you saw. And he'll be back there, too. So he's going to be in the mix. And they're going to keep him in there till he gets going because he's going to be a very good player.
You know, the question, and again, I'm talking to Susan Waldman, the question about this team coming in was the starting pitching. You know, figured they're going to hit the starting pitching, you know, a good bullpen, you know, Betances and Chapman and all of that. But the rotation, I mean, let's start with Severino, who to me is the whole key to the whole thing. And look how good he's been.
Well, he also, and it is, and people don't make a lot of his conversations and working out with Pedro Martinez in the winter. I do. I make a because that was his idol. Mm. And he's got a guy telling him to be confident and just change this a little bit and believe in yourself, et cetera, and texting back and forth. Severino told me last week that he's never been more confident. And when he gets in trouble, now he's got that confidence. And I want you to look at one thing, however, and because this is now not quite once through the rotation with Gary Sanchez back there and not Austin Romine. Austin Romine is a tremendous catcher in what the word catcher means. He's not an offensive catcher, although his offense was great. But he is a catcher, and Sanchez is still learning how to get people through that. I think you saw that last night with Tanaka. He's learning, but he's still 23, 24 years old and hasn't done this before. Austin Romine is a veteran back there now, and that's going to have to catch up also. Gary Sanchez is going to have to learn how to get people through bad situations. He's really working. He's working very hard at it, and he sits with Romine, and he sits with Larry Rothschild to go through these kinds of things, but that is something to watch.
How about CeCe? He got off to a very good start. He struggled his last couple of starts. What do you expect from him?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think that's the crux of this whole thing. CeCe has to focus entirely, and he has to be successful pitching inside. If he can't get inside, to left-handers and to right-handers, both, but mostly left-handers, he's going to get hit because then they just don't even swing at those pitches inside, and it just cuts off the whole plate in half, and they just go for the outside pitches and just smack them everywhere. He was very frustrated last time out, and as well he should be, and he said the worst thing was that he felt really good, but he was trying to be too fine. I mean, and that's fine when a 23-year-old says that, but you know, when CeCe says that, you have to listen to him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight, because when he's on, this lineup might be a little easier for him to navigate. This is a National League lineup, and you know, it's a good team, Cincinnati, and they've got some hitters, and they can hit, but they can be pitched to. And you know, it's not the Cubs lineup, and they can be pitched to. So, but he's got to be able to work inside, and if he can't, he'll be in trouble again.
You know, a guy that we got to bring up and doesn't probably get enough credit is Starlin Castro. I know he went 0-for-8 in the Cub game, but how good in the 18-inning game? How good has this guy been? I mean, he's been unbelievable.
You know what? He's been tremendous, and he's one of those guys that when you watch him in the field, every now and then, like Bernie, you're going to say, well, that's our Castro. You know, something happens once. But the way he's been hitting, I mean, he's leading the American League in hitting.
Yeah, I know.
380. You know, you do get Joe Maddon even said to me, he talked about to me what – when Castro found out that Addison Russell was coming, Joe took him into the office and said, you know, we're going to sit you for a couple of days, and then we're going to put you at second base. And Starlin just smiled that smile and said, okay, I'll see what I can do. He's still only 26, 27, so he's a kid too. And for him to change positions the way he did, and Joe Maddon said maybe he's just growing up. Maybe there's just not reasons for everything. Joe Maddon always says things like, don't look for reasons why everything happens. Sometimes you just grow up. That's what Joe says about Aaron Hicks.
Yeah.
He just got it. He just grew up. But, you know, Castro was, he's having the time of his life. He had a tough time in Chicago. He wanted to hit very badly.
He was asked a lot because, remember, he came up like 1920 as like the savior of the Cubs. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on Starling when he first
really
came up.
There really was. And he does, you know what, Evan? That's such a good point because he doesn't have that pressure here. He was an all-star at the age of 21. And this spring, I saw something in Castro that I really liked. He grew up a lot. He took Gleyber Torres out of his under his wing, and maybe this is the kid that's going to take his job.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
But he took him under his wing, and he's always sitting, and he answered everybody's. And he answered everybody's questions day after day after day about Gleyber Torres. And one guy said to him, "Well, where were you when you were 22 years old?" And Starling just looked at him and shook his head, and then the guy walked away. And Starling said to me, "You know where I was when I was 22 years old?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Well, how come he doesn't know that I had already been the shortstop for the Cubs for 2 years?"
Yeah, seriously.
Right, right.
Susan, we appreciate it. Enjoy Cincinnati.
Okay, thanks a lot.
It is raining, by the way. We just watching MLB. They're showing the ballpark cam. It was raining.
So wait. So they won't play because you mentioned.
No, we're going to sit here. But there's a window, they're running out.
If they don't play it, they won't play tomorrow because the Reds have to go to San Francisco?
No, they'll have to. That's why we'll sit here.
Okay, I got
you. Yeah, because it's a mutual off day, and the last thing anybody wants on either team is to lose an off day.
Absolutely. Right. Especially for the Reds because, like you said, they got to go to California.
Yeah, after. I'm worried about me and my dog.
I understand.
So let me ask you this question, Susan. So if they rain this game out today, they're making that an afternoon game tomorrow because they got to fly out?
I would think
guaranteed.
So. I think
we're off at 11.
Yeah, I think 1 o'clock.
That's a bottom line. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it.
Well.
All right, bye, bye,
Susan Wallman. And not only that, the Reds.
How about that?
Because I know the way you think. I was already thinking this 10 minutes ago.
You were ahead of me on that, huh?
Not only that,
I was going to get ready to set up my tea time.
Well, I'll get you more excited. The Reds' afternoon games are usually 12:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if they do that.
Wow. Dove has got that look on his face. Like, you know, the last thing he wants to see is a Yankee rain out tonight. So we might get out early. You know what?
What about Susan's dogs, though?
Yeah.
I mean, she just said it. Someone's got to feed them, walk them. You're going to volunteer to do that, Joe? You live close to her?
No, Dove will handle it.
Dove, can you handle that?
You don't live close to her? You.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I think she lives up in Westchester somewhere.
Susan. I will, if you need, I got three dogs. If you need a dog walker, because of a rain out, let me know.
I'm pretty sure Susan lives up near you in Westchester, bro.
Right. Very near, close to Vicky. Vicky can help out.
Oh, Vicky's up there,
too. All right, Vicky can do it.
Right.
But I'm more, if she's in a bind and needs some help,
somebody better
here.
Mention it to Vicky, but.
Yeah, she's like, wait a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.